the rest of the story. King Frederick of Prussia woke up one morning, looked out over his nation, and saw a country in trouble. The matter with Prussia was a drinking problem. Confined to civilians, this widespread immoderate imbibing might have gone on for years without serious consequences to Prussia's economy or national security. But now the Prussian military was increasingly under the influence, and the number of soldiers involved was, no pun intended, staggering. So, King Frederick took a closer look at the problem. A recent 7 years of war had proved personally devastating to him and financially devastating to his country. The task of reconstruction would be impeded, if not impossible, unless the Prussian people remained industrious and unaddicted. As for national diligence, King Frederick could lead by example, and he did. In fact, he regularly put in 12-hour days conducting affairs of state. But as for addiction, well, the same drinking problem that King Frederick perceived his people as having, he had himself. Oh, he had tried to stop, unsuccessfully. So, the job of getting Prussia back on the wagon was now infinitely more difficult than it might have been. So the king responded the way most national leaders do when they get in a jam, taxes. I don't believe anybody knows exactly where and when sin taxes began, but years before the United States were united, King Frederick of Prussia was levying a hefty luxury tax, which he hoped would get his country unhooked. It did not. In fact, it inspired a brand new industry for the nation, smuggling, and a brand new war. The drinkers versus the revenue officers. And arduous as all this sounds, it was all the more so for King Frederick, and so in the late summer of 1777, the king issued an old-fashioned proclamation. The history books call this a manifesto, but that scarcely reflects the spirit of the document. The anti-drinking, anti-drinker language was very strong. Words like disgusting. And so on the heels of this proclamation, the king launched a medical campaign. He got a long list of prominent physicians to verify that drinking caused sterility, that for a number of presumably indisputable reasons, women who drank must not consider bearing children. The king's efforts proved effective, but only for a while. For few societies anywhere have been able to achieve what King Frederick tried to do, to dissuade the populace from drinking. And he was desperately seeking to get his nation unhooked from drinking coffee. That's right. The drinking problem, King Frederick believed, would be the ruination of Prussia. A weakness he shared with his people was a pandemic fondness for coffee. And the drink the king was brought up on, the drink he thought the army needed to remain strong, the drink he vigorously promoted in his infamous coffee manifesto, that drink was beer. And now you know the rest of the story.